The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Animals, Google, and Big Ben's bongs. Animals, Googles, and Big Ben's bongs. What animal was overrated? I think the alpaca. Also, weird Google searches. What did you Google search? And the auditions for Big Ben's bongs were open. Could you perform a Big Ben bong? How many bongs could a Big Ben bong if a Big Ben could bong bong? 4 is the answer. Enjoy the quickie.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
Overrated animals. Don't get on your high horse and say all animals are created equal. There's some nice ones. Dogs.
Yeah,
and there's some shit ones. Mosquitoes.
Nobody would like a mosquito. Like, not one person in the world would like a mosquito.
And you know what? I'm glad that there's no rep getting around that, oh, yeah, oh, no, mosquitoes, they can be kind of cute. I've actually got a little pet mosquito home. You've obviously never lived with mosquitoes. If you're raised with mosquitoes, you'd love mosquitoes. Like, you don't hear that.
No.
Like, mosquitoes know their place. Everyone on planet Earth knows their place. They're the cellar dwellers of the animal kingdom. Dogs up top, mosquitoes down the bottom. You've got this murky grey area in between where some animals are getting a free ride. Just because someone said they were cute once upon a time in a blog.
Like what?
Alpacas.
Now, see, I'm not on board with you. I love alpacas. They're so cute and they go, and they spit at you. Go,
yeah, exactly. What are you talking about?
It's kind of cute.
Cute. And then they spit saliva all over you and you're just like, oh my God, he's showing me affection. It's like a little alpaca kiss.
Yeah.
You're part of the 9-to-5 suit and tie wise guys. Have a think about it. Alpacas are rancid. There's this article getting around at the moment. And like always, it's written in that kind of like pedestrian TV kind of, I ain't mad about it. It's 2020, y'all.
Oh, yeah. The basic bee chat.
Yeah, the basic bee articles. You can now rent these adorable alpacas for special events like weddings, and we're not even mad about it. No, I'm not mad.
I'd have an alpaca at my wedding.
No, and I'm sorry, and it's nothing against the Miyoshi Park alpacas who are hiring out their alpacas for a couple of hundred a pop. But it's like a horse and a cow mated. It went wrong along the way. It was a premature birth, and it's got some sort of weird 70s haircut. It's the sky, and they spit at you. Rancid things.
No.
Overrated animal. No, I know. We're not taking any calls on, ooh, do you love an alpaca or not? Like, you won't change my mind. It's 2020, and I'm sticking with that opinion for the whole year. But 13, 10, 60, doing this.
Tell me which animal do you think is overrated? It comes off the back of me thinking that an alpaca is overrated.
Alpacas are overrated, and let me tell you, there are plenty more animals in the kingdom that are getting a free ride. It's time to reassess. It's time to press the reset button.
See, I'm a big lover of all animals, but there's one... No, I am, Lakey. I love an alpaca. I love a dog. I love them all.
I love a mosquito.
I love a fly.
I love
ants
a poisonous
so
snake.
Cute.
Yeah. No, yeah. I just love all creatures, great and small.
Do you know what is overrated? Black swans. Like, people are like, oh, they're so elegant, like, around the lake. I'm like, they are so horrendous. Like, no one should even go near them or want one of them in their backyard, like, at all.
I'm with you.
Thank
and it's
you.
Amazing how just a certain tinge of, like, pigment where the sun doesn't reflect so nice on it. Like, white swan, ooh, majestic, nice. I'll have one of those at my wedding.
Black swan, ooh.
Come on, mate.
Evil.
You're riding off the coattails of the white swan. Josh. On 13, 10, 60, overrated animal,
ducks.
Yeah, I like that we're sticking to the estuary here because there's a lot of creepy shit going on down at the local parks and rivers.
I don't trust them.
No, you wouldn't trust a duck because
what do they even do? Like, they don't lay eggs like a chicken.
I think they do.
Oh.
I think so. I mean,
they're
we talk duck. They're not that tasty. There's something a little bit peculiar about the duck. And we talked about Dave the duck last night with his 1 centimetre penis. And
that we did.
You can't trust a duck. I think if ducks could speak and they lived on land, they'd rob you straight away. Probably steal your undies out of your second drawer and sniff them. Lisa, on 13, 10, 60, overrated animal?
I definitely firstly disagree with you on alpacas. They are.
Yeah, well, I knew the alpaca storm was coming, and guess what? It's 2020 and I've got a thick skin, so tough titties.
But possums suck. Possums are big tree rats.
I love it. Vicious. I didn't think we were going to go Australian animals.
You know that possums are pests in New Zealand?
Are they?
Yeah, like people shoot them.
Well, no, that doesn't surprise me.
They go possum hunting.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't we go possum hunting? Why can't we take a few possums?
No, because they're precious here.
Why are they precious here and shit in New Zealand?
I don't know. Ask the Prime Minister.
Jacinda, get Jacinda on the phone. What do you got against our possums? Thanks, Lisa. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think I get the possum mixed up with the platypus and the numbat.
Yeah.
They all go into one marsupial for me.
Yeah, same look, same sort of thing they do every day.
Yeah. Beck on 13 10 60. Let's wrap this up. Overrated animal. What is it?
A sloth.
No.
No, I think a sloth is nor overrated or underrated. It's just a bit shit.
They're so slow and so boring. Yeah. I don't even think David Attenborough can make them sound exciting.
Fair.
I think people just automatically jump to, oh, slow and sleepy. It's like, have you checked out the claws on those freaks?
Yeah.
They would take you down if you tried to pet it.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lake and Lake Show quickie.
London's Big Ben ringing bongs again. Good one, Big Ben. Of course, the big clock, the big tower, one of the great tourist attractions in London, was closed for the last 2 years. Did you know that? I remember hearing whispers about it, but I don't think I ever paid proper attention.
Why would they close a giant clock?
Well, they got to clean the clock face.
It doesn't take 2 years to clean a clock. Take it to the clockmaker, it'll take a week.
Big Ben was a dirty bastard. He needed to be cleaned and restored back to his original colours. The work on the clock tower is only the first phase of extensive restorations at the Palace of Westminster. British MPs will have to move to a temporary parliament while the work is carried out. God. This is a serious undertaking. Now, I thought Big Ben was still getting cleaned. This article would say, as of the 1st of January this year, they started the new year with a Big Ben bong. Mm-hmm. So Big Ben's bonging again, I believe. It's good, but it's 2020, and one 8-year-old girl thinks that she deserves to get be the Big Ben bong sound effect instead of the traditional that thing. She wants to do it. You're like, okay, well, we'll give you a shot. And she went on Good Morning Britain TV and, okay, well, give us your best bong. Like, we were open to the idea, I guess. I mean, stranger things have happened. Give us your best crack.
Bim, bom, bim, bom. Bim, bom, bim, bom.
No, thank you.
Imagine walking through London and it's 12 p.m. Bing, bong, bang, bong, bang.
I mean, come on, not to shit can an 8-year-old girl, but if you're going to start those kind of headlines, get a better bong.
Bim, bom, bim, bom. Bim, bom, bim, bom.
I'm not hearing it. There's no heart in the thing.
There's no feels, no soul in there. I mean, she's eight. We can't be referring to an 8-year-old.
Well, no, if you put yourself in an adult world as an 8-year-old, she's got no history, no sense of Big Ben's past. So, no, we won't be having the 8-year-old girl, but auditions are still open for Big Ben's bongs.
Bong, 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 bong. Bong, 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 bong. We're holding auditions for Big Ben's bongs.
Big Ben's bongs. The first competition of 2020 on the Danny Lakey Late Show. Can you do the Big Ben bongs? Excuse me. Can you do the bongs with that oaky timbre? Basically sounding like Big Ben has, but with the modern 2020 feel. You want to have a crack?
Okay.
Bong, bing, whoa. Bong, bong.
No?
No.
I'm getting a lot of weird looks.
Wow. No.
Not a fan? Try to do like an orchestra feel.
I tip my hat as to how much effort you put in, but you just missed the mark. That's all.
I'll take the feedback.
A for outcome. 13, 10, 60. Bong, 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 bong. Bong, 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 bong. Did you notice that there was no silence the whole time?
Yeah, there was a ringing.
Yeah.
More kind of sounded like you're saying like, bong, like a bung.
Bong, yeah. Now, I'll take that on board as well.
Yeah,
see,
there you go.
Neither of us deserve the title of Big Ben Bongs in 2020.
But 131060, if you want to have a crack, the best bongs tonight we will send to London. Old Bojo can decide if he wants you on Big Ben, and we'll give you a prize. Trevor, how long have you been bonging for?
I've been bonging for years.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me. I'm expecting some big oaky bongs from you. Now, don't try and invent the wheel. Stick to what you know. Stick to what you've been doing over the past few years. You've got this, Trev. This is your chance. The whole nation's ears are pinned into you. Bong away when ready.
Bong, 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 bong. Bong, diddy, bong, diddy, bong, diddy, bong.
Wow, like the diddly bongs at the end. Really do. Didn't see it coming, and I don't mind it. I'm here for it. A little bit speedy. A little bit on the speedy side. That's nerves, and we can train that. So I see potential, and I don't mind it at all. Alfie on 131060. Hold there, Trevor. You're the clubhouse leader. But Alfie, how long have you been bonging for?
This is actually my debut.
Wow. This is going to hit you like a ton of bricks. Remember to breathe. Remember to stay calm. Don't freak out halfway through. It's all good. Okay. No one's ever died from doing some Big Ben bongs. So you just go for it in your own time.
Okay. Boom, 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 beam. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, okay. So the bim and the boom, I really didn't like at all.
Oh, no.
The bongs were done like a champ, but that bim and the boom, that makes no sense. Like, that's not music anymore. You've gone too far. Oh. I think Trevor's still the clubhouse leader. Katie on 131060.
Hello.
Now, word on the street is you love a bong.
I love a bong.
Yeah, been bonging for a while. I mean, on and off. I mean, only when the time's right. And tonight is a great night for a bong. So
I
when
love
you're
bonging.
Ready, you yep, that's what we're talking about. You take away when you're ready. Do your best bong. Go bonging. Bong till the cows come home. Do your best Big Ben bong.
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
Oh, started so well. No, I liked the first four and then those last two.
Damn.
Not one bit. That wasn't what Big Ben, that wasn't what Big Ben's bong sounded like. That was just you binging and bonging. It was more of a ping pong. No, that's all right, Katie. I think the winner of Big Ben's bongs goes to Trevor. You've bloody done it.
Oh.
Unbelievable scenes. All those years of bongs have paid off for you, Trevor. We're sending you a prize and we might be sending you to London.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Bong us to the ads.
Bong, 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 bong. Bong, 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 bong.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
The most searched Wikipedia articles of 2019 prove that you're horny for death. I've got proof. I've got proof that you're horny for death. A solid insight into what caught the attention of the internet using public all over the last 12 months has been provided with the top 25 Wikipedia search articles. So I think Google's released their lists as well, you know, the most common searches of 2019, and Wikipedia have come to the party. They're usually very much the same. So in the top 25, let me just read some out. Okay, coming in at number two, deaths in 2019.
So people just want to know who died.
That's the number two most searched thing on Wikipedia last year, deaths in 2019. Can I just have a nice list of everyone who's died for me, please, in one nice succinct article? Sickos, Ted Bundy coming in at number three.
That's after the Netflix series. Yeah. Everyone was keen on a bit of that.
Yeah, well, that's the reason the Ted Bundy, those murder mystery docos go so well as well, because people are just sorted, aren't they? The Chernobyl disaster came in at number five.
Again, because of the TV series?
Yeah, that got rehashed. No one cared about Chernobyl in 2018. Now everyone's back on it. Jeffrey Epstein. Well, that's still dragging through the mud, isn't it? That's a very peculiar situation. That came in at number 11. Got us thinking on 131060. Your weirdest searches on the internet.
Call up the show. We want to know your weird Google searches.
131060, what was your weird Google search? I mean, every now and then you find yourself going, oh, God. I might just stick this one in an incognito.
You would have so many weird Google searches.
Excuse me. Sometimes my weird Google searches create light at the end of the tunnel. You know what I was thinking on holiday? Mm. Can animals have Down syndrome?
Oh, I was about to say enlightened, but no, it's
no, it
kind
is.
Of
yeah, it
sick.
Is. No, 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 but stick with your first answer.
No. But it is, yeah, that's a good question.
It is a good question.
Makes you ponder.
Right?
What
it
was
does
the answer?
Make you ponder. An overwhelming yes.
Oh, wow.
Every animal in the animal kingdom. Oh, yeah. And awe is exactly the right thing. I was looking. I was like, oh, my God. There was like a Bichon Frise dog. Mm-hmm. There was a dolphin. Looked more like a beluga whale, but technically it was a dolphin with Down syndrome. No, I'm serious. There was a giraffe.
Oh, was it kind of like lopsided?
Uh-huh. There's a flamingo, a hippopotamus. The list goes on.
Oh,
I thought, is there any animal that doesn't have syndrome? And then I narrowed in. So I just go, dogs with Down syndrome, cats with Down syndrome.
Okay, now you've gone too far into the Google.
Pigs with Down syndrome.
Stop. Now it's
creepy. And then it hit me. Someone needs to create a zoo just with Down syndrome animals.
Like, and yeah, then, I don't know you should be saying this
and
on
then,
the radio.
And then all the proceeds go to... No, because they'd all be fostered and because people don't... Like, original owners don't like them very much. So you foster them all. So it's more like an animal sanctuary. And then people come. And then there'll be people...
Like, imagine creating a welcome to the zoo of Down syndrome animals.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's inappropriate.
No, and then there'd be naysayers like you going, oh, you can't do that. It's 2020. I don't like those words all combined in the same sentence. Yeah, excuse me. I'm giving 99% of the proceeds to animals with Down syndrome.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah, I guess so. No, it's true. Have a Google of it. Have a Google.
Okay, you'll fall in love with it. You start the startup business. You'll fall see in how love. That goes.
You'll fall in love with it. 13, 10, 60. Weird Google searches that you've done. Have you done anything?
Well, mine's nowhere near as weird as your Down syndrome animal farm.
Mm.
I remember about 4 or 5 months ago, I had this weird rash on the side of my face.
Oh, yeah.
So I Googled.
We had to change the microphones after
oh,
that.
Oh, jog on. So I Googled weird bumpy red rash on left side of face. Oh, note yeah. to self, don't Google that ever.
No.
Ever well, again.
It's obviously worked, though, because it's cleared
yeah,
up very nicely.
Gone.
Yeah. All right, 13, 10, 60, weird Google searches that you found yourself in. Peter, good evening.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Yeah, too shabby. You know, another day, another dollar, another night, another nickel. You've been on Google before and you've searched something. What was it?
Well, nah, it was actually my brother, and that's not me lying or pretending that it was someone else and it wasn't me.
Sure.
But... I went to Google how to connect my laptop to the TV, and when I typed in how to, it came up with his history, how to dispose of a dead body.
Oh, wow. So we don't know what your brother's been doing late at night.
He explained it to me that he'd been watching you, and the guy had disposed of a dead body and that. And then he was just interested and curious. So
a
that's
lot of
dead
bodies.
Yeah, that's what a lot of murderers say. The great thing about this one is that you didn't have to go too far down because sometimes if you go too far and start searching people's search history, then they'll just turn it back around on you. You'll be like, well, why did you Google is it possible to lick a giraffe's anus? Well, why are you going through my Google searches, huh? Creep. And then it's sort of like a stalemate, but there's nothing better than when it just finishes the sentence on previously searched sentences for you. Oh, nice. Congratulations, Peter. Your next of kin is a murderer. Josh, on 13, 10, 60. What did you Google?
My sister Googled hemorrhoid cream.
Yeah. I'm seeing a pattern here. Yeah, my brother did this. My sister did that.
Right,
my hands
Josh.
Are clean. There's no blood on my hands. My conscience is clear. Okay. The sister did the hemorrhoid cream.
Yeah, walking. Walking weirdly.
Yeah, if the shoe fits. How do girls get hemorrhoids? I mean, my parents must have told me the wrong reason for hemorrhoids. They said that only gay people get hemorrhoids if they have too much bum sex, which clearly can't be the case.
No, that is not true at all.
Okay, no, well, good.
I want to say that about my sister.
Good. No, yeah, exactly. Well, that's how I knew. Okay, well, hemorrhoid cream. Why she search hemorrhoid cream? Why wouldn't you just search the hemorrhoids? Surely.
Oh, she might need help.
Yeah, I know, but what are you going to... Yeah, fair enough. I've clearly never had the hemorrhoids.
No.
Shuey Louie maybe gave away a small clue
not.
That she may have had hemorrhoids. Going into bat very hard for
I
the
have
sister.
Not.
Beck on 13, 10, 60. Weird Google search?
So my weird Google search was I was searching synonyms for experiences.
and it was just writing an essay, and then it came back with what a acid trip is like, and all these videos on YouTube about acid trips.
Nice.
Just from experience.
Yeah. Well, it can be a great experience, so I've heard.
So you've heard.
Can be a very eye-opening experience. Can be a very ego-dissolving experience, a very humbling experience. So I've heard.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.